The 246th QuackCast. This one is called Acupuncture Paradox and is from April 15th, 2025. I always thought it must be difficult to be a scan provider, like a chiropractor, naturopath, or acupuncturist. Having your whole job based on a fiction must nag at least some of them. I suppose it must be a little like clergy who don't believe in God. So many people define themselves by their occupation, and the realization nagging that their occupation is bogus has to grate on some. I have always followed the spirit of Bill Russell, who said, when asked if he was a basketball player, would reply, "No, that's what I do. That's not what I am. I'm not a basketball player. I'm a man who plays basketball." Such an attitude did make the transition to retirement a piece of cake. Although saying, "I'm not a chiropractor, I'm a man who pretends to be a doctor," would probably be a tough sell. But what do you do when reality in the medical literature points to your whole raison d'etre is divorced from reality, no better than placebo, and does little or nothing for the patient? I mean, besides mass firings. Contortions that rival a Cirque du Soleil performer. Gorski and Mercola walk into a pub, but the bartender could not deal with the paradox. Paradoxes in Acupuncture Research, Strategies for Moving Forward, shows up in my feed. The article is 15 years old, but interesting nonetheless for what it reveals about how people can react when faced with information that strikes at their core beliefs. Did you know that acupuncture research has resulted in a pair of paradoxes? They aren't at the level of the black hole information paradox, mind you. More of an Alana Morissette's ironic isn't ironic sort. You know, where you exhibit a complete lack of understanding of what constitutes a paradox. But what, you ask, are, quote, the emergent potential paradoxes? Quote, a large number of well-designed clinical trials have reported that true acupuncture is superior to usual care, but does not significantly outperform sham acupuncture. Findings apparently at odds with traditional theories regarding acupuncture point specificity and needling techniques. And two, quote, while many studies in human and animal experimental models have reported physiologic effects that vary as a function of needling parameters, e.g., needle insertion depth, mode of stimulation, the extent to which these parameters influence therapeutic outcomes in clinical trials is unclear. Regular listeners to this podcast will know the answer, but no spoilers until the end. Let's see how they deal with the irony, let's say paradox. Response to the first paradox. Quote, the simplest explanation of paradox one is that when no difference are found between verum and sham acupuncture treatments, that the effects of both are due to non-specific factors, rather than needling or other components specific to acupuncture. If this is the case, and it is, the implication would be that the mechanisms underlying the therapeutic effects of acupuncture are essentially placebo-related. Wait, what? By George, I think they've got it. Being an Occam kind of guy and having read way too many acupuncture clinical trials, I think they can stop there. Acupuncture is a placebo. But to admit that renders the practice of acupuncture a fraud. Can't have that. How are bills to be paid? No, quote, a central thrust of this white paper is that there are other explanations that are just as plausible. Well, no. But let's see what those other explanations might be. To start, one, quote, both verum and sham needling may have therapeutic effects. This gets to my contention that there is no such thing as acupuncture. It is acupunctures, plural, because there are as many forms of the practice as there are practitioners and as many styles as there are cultures that use it. They point this out as, quote, a major factor potentially underlying paradox one is the lack of consensus on which components of acupuncture needling are therapeutically important. There has been little systematic investigation regarding the importance of needle placement and depth, type, and intensity of stimulation, needle number, and so forth. They recognize that acupuncturists don't really know what they are doing. As, quote, Moreover, studies attempting to develop valid protocols based on consensus of multi-acupuncturists have revealed a significant pluralism regarding what constitutes appropriate treatment. Significant pluralism. I am glad I was not drinking milk when I read that. Now is not the time to be buying a new laptop due to unexpected dairy-induced keyboard dysfunction. Quote, there has been little systematic investigation regarding the importance of needle placement and depth, type and intensity of stimulation, needle number, and so forth, as well as the mechanisms by which these parameters influence immediate and long-term physiologic responses. And that is because there is no monolithic acupuncture that can be systematically evaluated. That is because acupuncture is 100 points of nonsense. It is not that Verum and Sham acupuncture have therapeutic effects. They do. It's called the placebo effect. They note, quote, the challenge in designing appropriate sham acupuncture is the ignorance of acupuncture mechanism prevents us from knowing what to avoid when inserting a sham acupuncture needle. That will be difficult when the whole basis of acupuncture is fiction. Their next rationalization, quote, acupuncture-specific non-needle and or needle components may be retained in sham treatments. What they are saying, but seem to not recognize it, is the placebo has the same effect as acupuncture. These people really need to run for office. And finally, quote, the therapeutic effects of the provision of Verum acupuncture treatment in the context of clinical trials may be suboptimal. And what they are saying here is that, in the context of a clinical trial, they are applying a suboptimal treatment. Quote, Verum acupuncture treatments are less than optimal. Well, duh. It is quite the excuse for why your intervention is no better than placebo. We don't know what we're doing, and besides, we are doing a lousy job of it. It is just so hard for them to accept. Acupuncture is a fancy schmancy placebo. And your whole career? It's been nonsense. But what about the second paradox? Quote, another possible explanation is that it's some of the physiologic effects of needling are therapeutic, but these effects are difficult to demonstrate in the context of a clinical trial. Acupuncturists are sticking needles in people and animals. That can be stressful and painful, and that will cause a physiologic effect. I would expect physiologic consequences from acupuncture, just not effects that would treat any disease. Quote, it is evident that much remains to be learned about which physiologic effects of acupuncture needling are clinically relevant. I can help them with that. None. It is a non-standard treatment based on fiction. It ain't gonna do nothing. They summarize as follows. Quote, in summary, possible explanations for why specific effects of needling are clearly demonstrable in basic science studies but are not as evident in sham-controlled clinical trials are as follows. I. Some of these needle-related physiologic effects observed in basic science experiments are unrelated to therapeutic effects. II. Acupuncture needling does have specific therapeutic effects, but those effects are proportionately small compared to non-needle and non-specific effects in clinical trials. And III. Sham-controlled clinical trials are compromised methodologically because the influence of needling parameters for Verum and sham needling are poorly understood, and objective biomarkers relevant to the commonly treated clinical conditions are lacking. Man, that is a lot of excuses, rationalizations, and obfuscations to avoid the realization that acupuncture is nothing more than a placebo. So what do they want to do to make acupuncture great again because of, quote, a growing sense of puzzlement in the acupuncture research community regarding the apparent disparities between the results of basic science and sham-controlled trials on one end and clinical practice of acupuncture on the other. Besides recognizing acupuncture as a placebo, I guess finding a reality-based job is not on the to-do list. Quote, a number of interrelated challenges must be met to resolve the paradoxes identified in this paper. The biggest challenge appears to be the ability to recognize the significance of a placebo-controlled trial, but then no scam ever changes or is abandoned in the face of good evidence. The best way is to give up on placebo trials as they don't provide justification for continued acupuncture. Go with lesser trials, such as, quote, whole system research, pragmatic trials, and surveys of real-world clinical practice can help to provide a comprehensive understanding of the multiple components that potentially underlie the therapeutic effects of acupuncture treatment. They want to consider the whole song and dance. Quote, in seeking to evaluate how parameters of acupuncture needling contribute to acupuncture treatment, it is also of major interest to learn what is most important to practitioners and patients among the multiple components of acupuncture beyond simple needling. In other words, they recognize that acupuncture is theater. As noted by others, more than theater, acupuncture is theatrical placebo. They are certainly desperate to avoid that conclusion. And the whole issue that acupuncture is based on the fantasy that is traditional Chinese pseudo-medicine, TCPM, they suggest finding biomarkers that correlate with TCPM diagnosis based on tongue and pulse diagnosis. Mapping reality onto fiction? This is like applying horse physiology to the care and feeding of skeletal Pegasus. They conclude, quote, it is conceivable, as stated above, that the therapeutic effects of acupuncture treatments are all or largely based on nonspecific placebo-related responses. True. If this is true, and it is, the implications for the investigation in acupuncture treatment are profound, as this would certainly raise interesting questions as to the value of specific acupuncture point locations and needling techniques. I had to laugh out loud at that one. It has been conceived, but his paper is an intellectual red state, and acupuncture cannot be terminated even if it is not compatible with survival outside of the acupuncture uterus. Quote, an opinion commonly voiced in the acupuncture community is that acupuncture cannot be studied using randomized clinical trials. We strongly disagree. It can be, and has been, studied that way. The result, as I keep saying, is that acupuncture is a placebo, and its use is no longer justified. But study acupuncture in a way that obfuscates that basic reality that acupuncture is a placebo based upon a fiction. Quote, it has been shown in the field of ecology, complex phenomena are best tackled using pluralistic strategy, including both a top-down approaches that evaluate the behavior of the whole intact system, as well as bottom-up approaches that evaluate smaller-scale cause and effect links. Acupuncture treatments thus should be studied both from top-down and multi-component whole system interventions employing pragmatic systems perspectives, as well as from bottom-up as mechanistic studies that focus on understanding individual treatment components and how the effects of these components interact and translate into clinical outcomes. Man, so much sound and fury, signifying nothing. I remain amazed at the mental contortions and denials humans can manifest. Well, more depressed than amazed. In the end, this paper is the invisible boy argument for studying acupuncture. Ever see the movie Mystery Men? It's been years, but I remember it as being very funny. One of the characters was Invisible Boy, who can become invisible only when nobody is looking at him. Similarly, acupuncture only works when no one is investigating it. Good luck otherwise. And this white paper? The results of spleen. And now you've slogged your way through Practcast number 246. References, as well as clever hyperlinks, can be found at the Science-Based Medicine article of the same name, Acupuncture Paradox, from April 15th, 2025. Thanks for listening. Later.